Hello and welcome to episode 26 of the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. How are you? We're back for another chapter of Great to Follow, and that's what I've been talking about for the past couple of weeks now. The second book in the Walking Leader trilogy. And we're going to go right into rule number 4, ask questions. The only way to know anything or to learn something is to ask. And the only way to get something is obviously to ask. And you do know that the only way to move ahead is to ask. That's right. The only way you are going to learn how to do something is to ask questions. Asking questions is something that should be second nature for anyone in any business setting. It doesn't matter what industry, it just should be second nature. Now, it doesn't matter if you're a recent high school graduate or you've been working with a company since it first opened its doors, you must ask questions. You have no choice. You have to do it. Now, while all through your education, you ask questions. I hope you ask questions while you were in school. And you probably asked so many questions that it drove your instructors batty, and that's a good thing. See, they needed to be asked those questions to know what you know and to know how they are doing as instructors. However, something happens to many people after leaving school. See, the problem is they stop asking questions and somehow they make themselves believe that they know everything that they need to know in life. And no. See, they stop asking questions as if by some metamorphosis or magic beings, they all of a sudden know everything and stop asking questions. This is when everything, and I do mean everything, starts to go bad. The ego gets overinflated and the common sense processors in the brain seem to shut down. I mean, they just completely shut down. And people just stop asking questions. And my friends, that is not a good thing. Now, failing to ask questions will let other people think you got it under control. They will assume you know what to do, how to act, and, you know how things are done. And until you go out there and do something that makes them regret their assumptions. Now, never let people assume they know anything about you. Never give them an opportunity to think you got it under control, especially if you're a recent new hire. Just don't do it. It's you're not. You don't know, and that's it. Now, you might know what you did at the last job you had, and it might be similar to what you're doing now, but trust me, it's the ways of doing things are going to be different. So do not try to pull the wool over anyone's eyes because you will get caught. And when you do get caught, I guarantee there will be hell to pay. Now, please, don't be offended, but this is for your own good, especially if no one has ever told you. Let me be the first to tell you, you don't know jack. See, as a new hire or as someone with less than a year under your belt and with the organization, it is safe to say you know nothing. Now, I'm not trying to insult your intelligence or belittle you. That's not what this is about. What I am trying to tell you is that you have a long way to go before you fully understand the structure of the organization, how things get done, and who is who in the organization. See, the only way to learn this, well, and a lot more, is to just go ahead and ask questions. That's it. You have no say in the matter. You must ask questions. How else are you going to learn how to do your job? However, if you do have to ask questions about the basic function of your job, then you might want to ask yourself if you can really do the job you were hired to do. See, basic job functions is something, well, you know what you're applying for, you know what you're doing, you told them that's what you were doing, but if you can't do it and you have to ask questions about basic job functions, be careful. Now, here are a few other questions that are perfectly acceptable to ask, contrary to the basic core questions, but think about this. Ask questions that deal directly with the corporate culture and how they do things around here. Certainly ask about the special procedures in your job that are unique to the organization. Definitely ask about the additional duties your job or your section or department or group may have. By all means, ask those questions. As I believe that every conversation at work does not have to be about work, go ahead and ask questions that are not fundamental to the job that you were hired to do. It's okay, however, to remember that there is a time and place for everything. So pick the time wisely. That way, when you have to ask questions, when you're asking questions that are not directly related to what you do or your section or your department does, again, be careful when you do that. You know, some places are okay, and some places, well, they're not so okay until they really get to know you, and then obviously things will be fine then. Now, the fine print. Ask too many questions and people will consider you a complete idiot. Yes, you do have to remember not to ask too many questions. I know what you're thinking. First I say you have to ask questions, and now I'm turning around and saying, don't ask too many questions. Pick and choose the questions you ask. Make absolutely certain that the line of questioning is moving in a positive direction. See, you stand a better chance of being called someone who is very inquisitive as opposed to being called an idiot. Now, it's when you keep asking the same question over and over again that people will start to wonder whether you're the right person for the job or not. Now, trust me, as a hiring supervisor, it will take a long time for any employee to overcome that stigma. Now, once the doubt starts to set in, it's very difficult to get it to change from a negative to a positive. So again, ask questions, ask plenty of questions, but don't overdo it. I mean, that's pretty much the bottom line. You really can't do anything more. You really can't do anything less. But again, pick and choose. Think about it. You're a professional. You're hired to do a job. Do the job. But don't get caught up on the basics of the job because maybe you're not the professional you think you are. So again, go in there. You know nothing. Understand it. Put that in the back of your mind. And trust me, they'll respect you for that. Because again, you're not going in there to change the world. You're not going in there, well, I know it. I don't need to ask questions. No, you know nothing. Yes, you might know how to do the basic job functions. But again, you don't know how it's done around here. So, wrapping it up, ask questions, pick and choose wisely, but for the most part, just ask the right questions. Listen, this is Dave Guerra. I thank you for listening. I thank you for following me up to this point. Again, follow me on Twitter at Dave Guerra. That's the @ DaveGuerra. Again, you can always send me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. I sure love to hear from you. Tell me what you think. And until next time, thanks a lot. Have a great one. Talk to you soon.